This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for those who actually thought the election was over and we could move on to some other business, crucial business, like keeping the government funded so we don't have a government shutdown in about a week, maybe passing that stimulus package that would really help the economy. We need to work on that. But the real focus for the political world continues to be on finishing the election. And what do I mean by finishing the election? Well, there is still an undetermined nature for the control of the U.S. Senate. And that won't be decided finally until January 5th. Yeah, all the way out there. That's when they have the runoff campaign in Georgia. There's also big news in Georgia. The Republican, who is the Secretary of State, has ordered a special hand recount that has to be finished in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks more. And right now, Joe Biden, a little bit more than 14,000 votes ahead in Georgia, so we will see what happens with that. There's also been at least a little bit of progress towards settling control of the U.S. Senate, because we got the very welcome news earlier today that all the media and everybody had confirmed the victory of Dan Sullivan, the incumbent Republican senator from Alaska. And in Alaska, with 74% of the votes counted, Dan Sullivan is getting 58% to his opponent, Al Gross, who is running as an independent, but he's really a Democrat, and he said he would caucus with the Democrats. So it's 58% to 38%. There's also a third-party candidate, and I love this. He's from the Alaska Independence Party. That's a party that Sarah Palin, long time ago, used to be involved with. But they want Alaska to be an independent country. The nominee for the Alaska Independence Party is named John Wayne Howe. He's getting 5%. In any event, that doesn't matter. What matters is that now there have been elected for this new Senate, which comes into session on January 3rd. Yeah, really, 2 days before the 2 days before the runoff elections in Georgia. The new Senate comes into session. It will have at least 50 Republican members. At least 50. And that means that with Mike Pence there as vice president, when the session of the new Senate begins on January 3rd, it will be a Republican majority. Why? Well, because at least for the first 17 days, because Mike Pence will be able to cast the deciding vote. And then after that, the Republicans will continue to control the U.S. Senate, and Mitch McConnell will continue to be the majority leader after January 20th if the Republicans manage to win at least one, if not both, of the runoff elections in Georgia. We'll get to that whole Georgia situation coming up. The part of the problem going on right now is tremendous controversy about the validity of the election. There doesn't appear to be any significant movement on the part of the Trump administration toward conceding the election, which Joe Biden has very obviously and very clearly won. And by the way, the popular vote isn't close. Biden's advantage in the popular vote has moved on past 5%. And the Drudge Report, reported that Biden's percentage of the popular vote is ahead now of Reagan's percentage of the popular vote when he won the election in 1980 against Jimmy Carter. And sooner or later, there's going to have to to be some kind of cooperation with the transition. But I'll tell you what's interfering with that. What's interfering with that is Democratic hysteria. I mean, complete hysteria and overstating the dimensions of the Trump administration's reluctance to concede defeat. James Clyburn, the representative from South Carolina, who as much as anybody was responsible for Joe Biden actually winning the nomination and now apparently winning the presidency. James Clyburn was on CNN, and in a very unhelpful way, he brought up what I find sickening and inappropriate and wrong, the old Hitler analogy. Listen, that's clip one.
And I've been telling people for a long time now, I'm beginning to see what happened in Germany back in the 1930s. I never thought that could happen in this country. How do you elect a person president, then all of a sudden give him the authority to be dictator? That's what we're teetering on here. That's what Hitler did in Germany. He was elected chancellor, and then because he successfully discredited the news media, took over the churches. I cannot see that happening here. It may happen, but if it did, that means that the American people are much more, less, I should say, intelligent than I think they are.
Boy, this is some heavy, these are some heavy days.
Oh, that's some great journalism. Chris Cuomo doesn't even correct him. Hitler was not elected chancellor. His party, because they had a parliamentary system, got the biggest chunk of the votes. And then there were some conservative parties, mainstream conservative parties in Germany, that thought Hitler was a joke and they could include him in a coalition and they could work with him. And he would be brought over toward the center and would be manageable. Guess what? They were wrong. And guess what? Any comparison of Trump to Hitler is ridiculous, and it's offensive. And again, just as offensive, because there were people, remember, who compared Obama to Hitler, which was also hateful. And though, by the way, nobody nobody disputes the fact that Hitler was born outside Germany. Yeah, he was born in Austria. But in any event, the point about this is that, look, when Jim Clyburn speaks that way, and I don't think that Jim Clyburn is a terrible person, it delays the point at which President Trump's loyal supporters, and that includes the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the country, and the overwhelming majority of Republicans on Capitol Hill, when he talks that way, it makes it more difficult to do what needs to be done. And look, I think right now it should be very clear. I know it's clear to Mitch McConnell that they need to move ahead. The election will take care of itself. Joe Biden has actually said, and he's been very good on this, frankly, he said he's going ahead, he's talking to foreign leaders, and yes, he is capable of setting up a transition even without the cooperation of the Trump administration. And I believe the cooperation of the Trump administration is going to be forthcoming. I think that Mick Mulvaney was right in what he wrote yesterday, that sooner or later Trump will concede in a patriotic and gracious way. But what makes it harder is when Democrats say crazy stuff. For instance, regarding the firing of the defense secretary, and he was fired, he was terminated, as President Trump said in his tweet. When Mark Esper was terminated, this is what Martha Raddatz, one of the senior correspondents at ABC, speculated about concerning President Trump's plans. Listen, it's clip two.
Have you ever seen an interim period like this? A defense secretary out, three more top Pentagon officials tonight. And if this is unsettling for folks at home, what do your sources tell you tonight? Is there any concern that this could put national security at risk?
You know, David, no one has seen anything like this. There is concern about what this means. Is the president planning a military operation or the use of federal troops, which Esper opposed? Even Mitch McConnell praised Esper today, and Republican John Cornyn, a member of the Senate GOP leadership, said of Trump's decision to fire Esper, I don't think it helps him, and I don't think it helps the country.
Now, of course, and John Cornyn is right, and of course, it's the height of foolishness for the president to have fired Mark Esper. But what kind of media, of military operation do they think he's planning? What actually are they talking about? We will get to reconsiderations, recounts, and redos in Georgia and in Minnesota. Come on. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's not just current members of the media like Martha Raddatz and members of Congress like James Clyburn who are predicting dire occurrences under the last 9 weeks of the Trump administration. And yes, it will be the last 9 weeks of the Trump Trump administration. Honest to goodness, I don't think that any fair-minded, sane observer can look at this and believe that Trump is really going to try to launch a military operation. And relating that to Mark Esper, by the way, as Martha Raddatz did, what she was talking about is one of the areas where the Secretary of Defense, who was fired this week by President Trump, the Secretary of Defense had disagreed with President Trump about using federal troops to clear away demonstrators in Washington, D.C., so he could go over to the St. John's Church and pose in front of it. And yes, there are a lot of people who disagreed with the president using federal forces in the way he did to clear Lafayette Square. There are others, by the way, who would defend it because there was an out-of-control situation. A fire had been lit in the basement of that church. There was a great difficulty with the purely local authorities from the city of Washington, D.C., which is, of course, under totally Democratic control. They had not done a good job of restoring order right around the White House. Okay. The point about all of this is that disagreeing about whether to use federal force to try to reestablish order in the federal city, Washington, D.C., which is ultimately controlled by the U.S. government in a way that other cities around the country are not. To talk about that disagreement as a prelude to some kind of military operation now and to speculate that Esper was fired because Trump wants to use the military to keep himself in power, that's ridiculous. How would that work? By the way, I doubt if there were any orders given like that, that the general staff or the troops themselves would follow clearly unconstitutional orders. And I don't think that there is any chance that President Trump would make such orders. But Richard Clark, who is a former counterterrorism high-ranking official in both the Bill Clinton and the George W. Bush administrations. You may remember he was one of the people who warned about Osama bin Laden and the chances of some kind of attack on the American homeland before it happened. So he gets some props for that. But he is somebody who has been highly critical of the Bush administration and highly, highly critical of President Trump before. He launched on MSNBC some speculation about Trump actually trying to take us to a war, and a serious war, sometime in the next 9 weeks. This is clip three. This is Richard Clark. Listen.
Ask yourself what happens if somebody wants to settle a score during this period.
Yeah.
What if, for example, Iran, which is still, you know, wanting to settle the score for when Trump killed General Soleimani, you know, what if they try to settle that score in the next 70 days? And what if Trump responds in a big way, militarily, and he ends up leaving a war going on with Iran as his gift to Biden? I mean, that's not inconceivable. What if North Korea decides to do something? What if China or Russia, what if Russia makes moves in Ukraine during this period and Trump doesn't respond? And then Biden has to come in, and the first thing he has to deal with, instead of the virus, instead of the economy, is some armed conflict overseas. That could happen.
Okay, of course it could, and it's part of the awkward situation we have right now with having such a long gap between an election and the new administration coming in. Part of the reason we have that long gap is to facilitate a transition in what is a huge federal government. But I do think that for the future of the country, just as they changed the date of the inauguration to make it closer to the date of the election, and they did that in the 1930s, and did it by constitutional amendment the right way, moved the inauguration date to January 20th from March 4th. Do I think it would be a reasonable idea to move Election Day closer to Inauguration Day? Sure. It is an awkward period to have such a long lame duck period, and it does leave us particularly vulnerable to some mischief makers abroad. Does that mean that President Trump is going to welcome the idea of getting involved with a war? war? I don't know what Clark is suggesting here. Is he suggesting that if Iran does strike at the United States should not respond? President Trump should not respond? I don't think that President-elect Biden would agree with that. Or that President Trump shouldn't respond if North Korea does something dangerous or dastardly, maybe an attack on South Korea. If something like that happens, it's very important that there be bipartisan support for the President of the United States, whoever that is at the time. Which is the same reason that sooner rather than later, we do need to get bipartisan support for an incoming president. I mentioned that there was been a decision made in Georgia. I think it's a good decision, frankly. I think it's a fair decision. And it was made by the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, who is named Brad Raffensperger. He is a strong conservative Republican. He came in together with Governor Brian Kemp, who was a strong supporter of President Trump, was strongly supported by President Trump, and they're part of the same team. And the Republican Secretary of State has ordered all of the state's 159 counties to conduct a hand recount and a full audit of every vote cast in the presidential race. This is an extraordinary step. Writes the Wall Street Journal, in an election with unprecedented high turnout. As of right now, the Democratic nominee for president, Joe Biden, is ahead of President Trump in Georgia by more than 14,000 votes out of almost 5 million cast. If now, that's more votes than President Trump had to carry the state of Michigan, which is a similar population to Georgia. President Trump only had 10,000 votes to carry Michigan last time. He carried it. And it's very, very unlikely that any recount, no matter how carefully done it is going to overturn a result of 14,000 votes. There are no precedents for that. It won't happen. But it's good that they're doing this to get any doubts removed. If Mr. Biden is declared the winner, by the way, it will be the first time a Democratic presidential candidate has carried Georgia since 1992. That was with Bill Clinton's first race. And Mr. Biden, by the way, has won enough states in the Electoral College to become president-elect even without Georgia. By state law, the Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, is required to certify the election by November 20th, so 9 days from now. What happens if they don't complete this hand recount by then? And how will all of this affect those crucial, crucial Georgia runoff elections? We will get to that and more, and also special importance of this day coming up on the MedVent Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Raffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift. But we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency is saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Veterans Day today, of course, which used to be known as Armistice Day. The reason we celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th, and I'm very glad to see that we don't move it around like we do other important days to try to make sure we have a three-day weekend. Okay, we have this Veterans Day observance, and it's the middle of the week, and it is November 11th. And there was actually a surprisingly welcome statement from Bob Dole. Bob Dole is 97. He, of course, was a much decorated veteran as a young officer in World War II. He lost the use of his right arm because of heroically leading his troops in Italy in World War II. And the 97-year-old Bob Dole spoke out on this Veterans Day. And he spoke out in praise of President Trump, not in a general sense, but specifically in the way that he handled our military. Listen to Bob Dole, who deserves particular honor, it seems to me, on this Veterans Day. Listen.
Well, I think President, our president, my doing what he did in the military areas had assured us we're going to be the strongest country military for years and years. And that's going to be a big factor in determining what happens around the world. And we far exceed Russia or China or anyone else as far as military preparedness is concerned. So, I don't know. I think we're we're ready if anything should happen.
That seems to me a far more welcome message than the speculation that we heard from folks like Richard Clark or Martha Raddatz of the use of the military. And let's acknowledge that Bob Dole, who When he was active, when he was Senate Majority Leader and Minority Leader, and when he was a candidate for president, he sometimes got attacked pretty harshly from the right. But he has always been a conservative Republican. And I think it's safe to say he was our nominee in 1996. I enthusiastically supported Bob Dole. He didn't come close to beating Bill Clinton in that election. But he was a fine candidate, and he's an honorable gentleman. And one thing I think is also worth noting about him is he has consistently been more supportive of President Trump than other recent Republicans nominated for president. You may have noticed that Mitt Romney isn't exactly the leader of President Trump's cheering section, nor was the prior nominee, whose name was John McCain. May his memory continue to be a blessing. McCain, not among the candidates for president of the Donald Trump fan club, nor was the previous double Republican nominee, whose name was George W. Bush. He's already sent out a very gracious, by the way, seems to me appropriate, message of congratulations to Joe Biden. And again, it's very easy for a lot of people who've been around Washington for a while to have decent relationships with Joe Biden, because, of course, he's been there for a long time, too. But on this Veterans Day, It is appropriate to take hats off to somebody like a Bob Dole, who can assure us that with all of America's problems, and America has plenty of problems, beginning with the terrible numbers and the terrible indications of the territory ahead regarding the coronavirus, with all of that, we can be proud of our military and our military leadership in the world at large. Speaking of leadership in the world at large, part of leadership means getting this election settled. And we're talking here about how important it is that they get this presidential election settled in Georgia. And they have to get this hand recount completed in 159 counties in the next 9 days. And that's going to be very hard work. Mr. Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, who strongly supported Donald Trump in the election, was sharply criticized by Trump supporters after the election, who claimed that the election was mismanaged. There's no evidence to back that up, as there isn't on most of the complaints about this election. And the Wall Street Journal says there's no evidence to back up the claim against Mr. Raffensperger. On Monday, both of the Georgia GOP senators who are on the ballot for the runoff, David Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler, they both called on Mr. Raffensperger to resign. Now, apparently the reason they did that was because they so desperately need the support of all Trump backers to win re-election. But Raffensperger has responded, "We'll be counting every single piece of paper." His decision follows a request by the Trump campaign's recount effort in Georgia that's headed by Republican Representative Doug Collins, who's a close ally of the president, who's one of the people who lost. He was running against Kelly Loeffler in the primary election. As of today, 97 of the state's 159 counties had certified their initial votes, a task that was supposed to be completed by the end of this week. They're going to have to rush it. It wasn't clear how soon the county boards of election, where staff members had been working nonstop since before the election, will be able to complete the hand recounts of every single paper ballot. Mr. Raffensperger, speaking outside the state capitol, said the by-hand recount will ensure a more accurate count as opposed to a rescanning of the ballot through computers. This will help build confidence, he said. It will be an audit, a recount, and a re-canvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for a state certification. Let us hope it comes through. There's actually was a big front page piece in the New York Times, and I actually believe they performed a public service with this. They contacted election officials in all 50 states, and they asked if those election officials could provide some kind of evidence of election wrongdoing. What was the best evidence they have of things that went wrong, of attempted fraud, of attempts of manipulation, of attempts of cheating, which, of course, is a very, very serious matter. None of them said they had any evidence that that was the case. And they cite a number of very prominent Republican secretaries of state who said, look, we were greatly relieved. This election actually went off surprisingly well without any real problems. And what is astonishing to me is how courageous, in spite of the fact that there are many, many Republicans out there, people in the rank and file and people in leadership positions who are angry about the election result. But all of these Republican election officials are saying, wait a minute, this is something worth celebrating about America. We had an election. We had a close election. We had an election where the Republicans won plenty. And they did. There's evidence today of two different legislative chambers, I'll tell you where Republicans flipped and gained control. And Republicans gained in the House of Representatives. There's more victories there. We just gained another Senate seat. We are going to have at least 50 Republican members of the U.S. Senate. And the idea that we want to discredit this entire election result, where Republicans performed much better than anyone had reason to expect. The other question that, of course, is raised by the Republican performance, and President Trump's performance in particular, is what went wrong with the polls? Again, there are some attempts to explain that. We will get to them and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned, of course, that this is Veterans Day, in which we honor all of the amazing people in generation after generation after generation who have served our country in uniform and sacrificed in order to protect and advance and sustain the United States. Of course, I think about veterans in my own life, my dad, my multitude of uncles, my father-in-law, who was a major in the U.S. Army in World War II. And all these people are gone right now, but the people who have served our country more recently in Afghanistan and in Iraq and around the world, in Vietnam, also deserve honor. And I'm actually glad to see that something smart happened from the federal government. And I don't know who's responsible, but it's a beautiful thing. Is for this Veterans Day, they are announcing a new policy, which is that people who are veterans and have some proof of their veteran status, and of course that's kind of easy, can win free admission to national parks, national monuments, including historic battlefields, the kind of places where very frequently there are admission fees. Not if you've served the country. Because if you've served the country in military uniform, you've already paid your fees. And speaking of this day, I got a wonderful email. And it's from Ocean Shores, Washington, and from an emailer named Thorne. And he points out that this Wednesday marks the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims landing at Cape Cod. Amazing that such an important event is not once mentioned in the national media. Perhaps you can describe that eventful time. And sure, I think it is important. And especially given so much of the stupid propaganda about 1619 Project, because this really does mark the beginnings of the American experiment because of the way that the Mayflower Compact and the Pilgrims have really influenced the whole worldview of the United States. And one of the things that people get confused is this was not the first Thanksgiving. This was when they first landed in the New World. And they got their first glimpse of land, actually, on November 9th, 1620. So 400 years and 2 days ago. And in the most eloquent description I know of what happened to those folks, they got their first glimpse of a forbidding shoreline, a long sandy stretch of coast covered with scrub pine and dune grass. Despite the harshness of the New England weather and landscape, William Bradford, who went on to serve 30 years as a governor of the new colony, recalled the moment with gratitude. He wrote this: "Being thus arrived in a good harbor and brought safe to land, they fell upon their knees and blessed the God of heaven, who had brought them over the vast and furious ocean and delivered them from all the perils and miseries thereof, again to set their feet on the firm and stable earth, their proper element." At the same time, future Governor Bradford acknowledged, "This poor people's present condition, no friends to welcome them, nor inns to entertain or refresh their weather-beaten bodies, no houses, not much less towns to repair to seek for succor. Whichever way they turn their eyes, save upward to the heavens, they could have little solace or content in respect of any outward objects. For summer being done, all things stand upon them with a weather-beaten face, and the whole country full of woods and thickets represented a wild and savage hue. If they had looked behind them, there was the mighty ocean, which they had passed, and was now as a main bar and gulf to separate them from all the civil parts of the world. What could now sustain them but the Spirit of God and His grace?" And the story does involve taking another month before they actually found a place that they decided to call home. They had to repair their shallop. That was a little boat that they used with a sail on it to sail up the coast of Massachusetts before they found the actual landing place where they came off at Plymouth Rock. They probably didn't actually step on Plymouth Rock, but it was nearby that they landed. But that was December, and it's really cold in Massachusetts in December. It's plenty cold in Massachusetts usually in November too, climate change notwithstanding. The description that I was reading you is from my book, The American Miracle, because one of the miracles is all of the basically inexplicable examples of good fortune and trial that the pilgrims experienced to allow them to have such a determinative influence on our country and its ideas and its ideals. And they did see everything as a gift from God or a challenge from God, a test from God. And when we go through difficult times, I think it might be worthwhile for us to keep the same perspective. By the way, for those of you who want to prepare for this Thanksgiving, which is coming up, the first Thanksgiving actually occurred a year later in 1621 after they had experienced and gone through their first very difficult winter. And in which, by the way, close to half of their number had died. And most of the women had died. The whole story is told in our program on the true story of the first Thanksgiving, which is worth hearing. You can go to medvedhistorystore.com, and if you sign up as a MedEd member, which I would urge you to do, then the download is available, or any other download from the History Store, at half price. And to get the proper sort of inspiration that I think is the normal response to actually studying and learning and confronting American history, this is a worthwhile undertaking. Go to medvedhistorystore.com or michaelmedved.com. And one of the good things about actually coming to terms with this history is to put in perspective some of the challenges that we have. And actually there's one active Christian who I think is doing that in a very positive way. And it's somebody, it surprises me a little bit. The story from the Dallas Morning News is one of President Donald Trump's top evangelical Christian allies, Dallas pastor Robert Jeffress, has broken ranks with the president's refusal to concede defeat, calling Democrat Joe Biden the president-elect and offering advice on how fellow Trump supporters should embrace the development. Biden's victory, he writes, is a bitter pill to swallow. He wrote that in an online column published by Fox News. It's always easier, writes Pastor Jeffress, to submit and to pray for someone when he was our preferred candidate. But the rubber really meets the road when the person who takes office is not the one we supported. Here is our chance to show that Christians are not hypocrites. And understanding that God has a message for us, that there is no indication that I see that God's special blessing on America, which the Pilgrims believed in and George Washington did and Alexander Hamilton did, and all of the founders, and it was a very much a concern of Abraham Lincoln's, belief in that special blessing should not be withdrawn or thrown away or put aside because you don't like any aspects of the election outcome. In fact, we're going to be talking next hour a little bit about why there's reasons to feel good after what was a somewhat ugly election. There's also indications that you remember how in Minneapolis they were saying time and time and time again, defund the police in response to the horrible death of George Floyd. And they actually voted, the city council, I think they voted unanimously to defund the police, basically to abolish the police department. Well, not so fast. Now they're talking about refunding the police, but with a twist. We will get to that as well, and much more, some consideration about what is the word of this historic year 2020, 400 years after the Pilgrims first landed on Cape Cod. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.